And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says arrests are coming in the next several hours after an anti-ICE mob crashed Sunday morning services at City's church in St. Paul, Minnesota. The Department of Justice is investigating under the FACE Act, which criminalizes blocking or disrupting worship services. Meanwhile, the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, defended the disruption, saying protesters, quote, have a right to lift up their voices, end quote, and that churches aren't immune from public expression. Apparently, the FACE Act only matters when it protects abortion clinics. Also, public expression is okay in public. Churches are not public property, they're private. Speaking of the law being applied selectively, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson found herself in an awkward position during oral arguments over Hawaii's near-total ban on carrying firearms in public. The state's vampire rule requires explicit consent before entering any property while armed. Justice Alito told Hawaii's lawyer the law treats gun rights as second-class status. Brown Jackson's defense, she cited the Black Codes, which are post-Civil War laws designed to disarm freed slaves. And the irony here of using explicitly racist laws to justify restricting constitutional rights? Well, that was apparently lost on her. Virginia Democrats are providing a master class in what happens when one party gains total control. The legislative blitz includes an 11% sales tax on firearms and ammunition, an assault weapons ban, new taxes on everything from Uber deliveries to landscaping equipment, guaranteed free education for illegal aliens, a ban on arresting illegals in courthouses, and naturally a constitutional amendment allowing abortion up until the moment of birth. There is some genuinely encouraging news, however, on the cultural front. Polling from Pew Research shows young men under the age of 25 are less supportive of same-sex marriage than men born in the 1990s, which is a 6% drop to 71%. Meanwhile, the ideological capture of institutions continues. The University of Maryland is offering a course called Decolonizing Medicine that teaches students Western medicine is a tool of empire, centering the white body while marginalizing indigenous healing practices. And if you need further proof that Hollywood hasn't learned anything, Stephen Miller and William Shatner are in a rare agreement. The new Star Trek Starfleet Academy on Paramount Plus is unwatchable propaganda. The show features Klingons who are into bird watching instead of warfare, DEI struggle sessions delivered by lesbians, and a plot that treats family separation of criminals as history's greatest injustice. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus. You can also sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both of those things at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.